Hi, Mr. Mike. It's Jasmine with the Home Care Agency. I have Miss Victoria on the line, and we're trying to assist you. Is that okay?
Yeah, hold on for 1 minute. Someone's knocking on the door.
Yep.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing?
Hi, Mr. Mike. It's Jasmine. I got Miss Victoria on the line.
It's Mark. It's Mark.
Oh, it's Mark?
Yes.
M-A-R-K.
R-K, yes.
And it's Trower, your last name, T-R-O-W-E-R?
Correct.
Okay. We're trying to get you some assistance so that Miss Victoria can assist you in your house, okay, through home care services?
Yes.
Yep. What's your date of birth, sir?
3970.
And your home address?
4712 Lieber, L-E-I-P-E-R, Street, Philadelphia, PA, apartment F, like Frank 2.
Okay.
And 19124.
Got it. And what kind of health insurances do you have, Mr. Mark?
I got the health home, what's it, hold on 1 second. Hello?
I'm here, sir.
Health partners.
Excuse me?
Health partners.
Health partners, okay. I'm just going to check real quick to see if you have the eligibility codes to submit the referral, okay?
Okay.
Do you have Medicaid?
I'm not sure. Everybody says they're doing this and doing that. I'm not even sure what I have anymore.
Okay. Well, let's check for you, sir. I'm going to check right now, see if you have active Medicaid, because if you do, it makes everything a little bit more easier.
Okay.
Because Medicaid is the program that allows you to have someone come in your home that you trust and assist you with your daily living, and they get paid, like home care services like we're doing.
Yeah, I understand.
So, Mr. Mark, you have active Medicaid through Health Partners.
Okay, well, I don't even know what I have anymore because everybody's doing this, doing that. Okay.
Well, you have Medicaid. Okay, so I'm going to tell you exactly what we're going to do, okay? And I need you to write stuff down. Can you do that for me?
Hold on. Let me grab
and I'm also going to give you your Medicaid ID number so you can have it, all right?
They didn't even send me a card or nothing. Do they send you a card?
Well, because you have Health Partners, now we have to. You're gonna have to choose a provider.
That's
like
what
a key,
I understand.
Like
yeah.
Keystone, AmeriHealth, UPMC.
Well, I thought I went through that already.
No, you with Health Partners. It's managed. It's like a managed program. So I'm going to help you through it so that we can switch it to an open Medicaid that covers home care services like Keystone, UPMC, AmeriHealth, PA Health and Wellness. There's four of them in the state.
Okay. Hello?
I'm here, sir.
Okay. I'm waiting for you.
Okay. So I want you to write Medicaid number. You're going to call the Medicaid broker and let them know that you're in need of home care services, so you're calling for an assessment because they have to come into your home and determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours you get.
Okay. Yeah, I went through that already with a different company.
What did they tell you?
They just need the verification from the doctor.
Did you get it?
Well, I switched doctors. I got a new doctor now. He's telling me to send the paperwork so they can fill it out.
All right. So we're going to start the process over so you could get brand new paperwork now that you have a brand new doctor and all that, okay?
Okay.
So your Medicaid, the Medicaid broker number is 877.
877.
550.
550.
4227.
Say that one more time.
4227.
27, okay.
And your Medicaid ID number is 150.
150.
373.
373.
2719.
2719.
I'm going to be submitting the referral on my end so we could push it through and get you the assistance that you need and hire Victoria, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
You're going to hear back from the agency, but I need you to call the Medicaid broker and tell them, hey, where did we leave off? You know, I believe I had an assessor come into our home. I don't know what happened. What happened? I haven't heard from anyone, so they can open up your case and see where you left off. So if there's any paperwork that's needed, it'll refresh your memory. If there's any documentations that they need, they can send it to you.
What happened was, what's the welfare office?
DFS, Department of Family Services.
Well, I went through them, and I had to go through them and everything, and they submitted my information. Then they told me I need to give 5 years of my income.
Right, the stipends on your, like, the statement, but I bank statement.
But I was in a nursing home for 4 years.
You said that you was in a nursing home or you wasn't?
I was.
Okay.
So I can't show no income because I didn't get none.
So all you have to do is just go to the bank and tell them that you just want statements for the past 5 years and let it show that you have no income on those statements.
I did that.
And what did they tell you?
I don't have a statement because I was in a nursing home. I didn't have no income for 4 years.
So where was your money going into, your check?
It was the Social Security was going into the nursing home.
So then you need to go into the nursing home and you need to get those statements.
Okay, I'll try.
You need to call Medicaid broker and let them know. After they tell you what's missing, tell them what happened. Tell them how do you produce these documents if the check was being directly sent to the nursing home. They may advise otherwise, or they may tell you, well, let me reach out to them, or they may tell you reach out to them, or let us reach out to them, you know?
Okay.
But that's what's stopping it. You need to get to the next level in order for you to get these services. So let's just, together, we're going to pass through this hump, and we're going to get you through this, okay? So now I'm going to give you the agency's information. I'm going to have you write it down, okay?
Okay.
The agency that's going to hire Ms. Victoria on your behalf and assist you on the services?
I already have somebody picked out.
Okay. Are you going to be choosing someone else other than...
Yes. I mean, my neighbor's daughter does.
That's who Victoria is. Victoria?
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
I'm here.
Yeah, that's who we have on the line. She was the one that called me and told me that you needed help.
Okay.
Okay? So I just want you to write down the agency's information. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
So the agency is called Family First Care.
Family First Care. Okay.
The agency's phone number is 267.
267.
551.
7400. Okay.
All right. I'm going to be submitting the referral today. You're going to hear back from us, but I also want you to push it through to the broker and let them know that, hey, I still need services. What do I do next? How do I get what I need to get onto Medicaid? Okay?
Okay, that's fair enough.
All right, sir. My name is Jasmine. You're going to be hearing back from Family First Care, okay? I'm going to disconnect the line now, okay?
All right, I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, you take care. Call them now, okay?
All right.